2 years ago, the state's largest insurer, HMSA, launched quite possibly the biggest change in Hawaii healthcare in decades. It's called Payment Transformation, a new compensation system for Hawaii doctors that's received mixed reviews.
There's a group of physicians that like the way that it works and feel that their practice is doing well, but there's a vocal portion of our physician groups who are struggling with this and whose practices aren't thriving under payment transformation.
Chris Flanders is the executive director of the Hawaii Medical Association, the professional group representing doctors. He says the trouble with the new payment system is there's a lack of data about whether it's working, and more importantly,
that the amount that the physicians are able to generate through the patient care reimbursements from the insurers is enough to sustain the practice at a point where not only where they're able to exist, but where they're able to thrive.
HMSA now pays doctors a rate averaging $24 per patient per month. Some doctors say that's too low.
Either HMSA is going to have to raise the capitation rates across the board to where primary care practices become viable again, or we're going to lose over half our primary care doctors in the next 2 or 3 years.
Dr. Steve Kimball, a local health policy expert and psychiatrist, says Hawaii is already short of the doctors it needs statewide by about 25%. HMSA's chief medical officer, Dr. Mark Mugiishi, defends the new system. He argues pay has risen about 10% since the program began 2 years ago, and the company plans to raise rates even higher.
We want to target a larger than national target so that Hawaii becomes the best place to practice, because not only do you get to practice in the way that's good for you and your patient, but also you're going to get paid more than the national average.
Hawaii lawmakers took up the issue this session. House Bill 1464 would have directed the state insurance commissioner to examine whether HMSA's payments are enough for doctors to survive. State Representative John Mizuno chairs the House Health Committee.
This is something that I think we have no choice. We need to do this. We need to ascertain a proper capitation rate to keep our doctors here.
The measure passed the House unanimously but died in the Senate. Mizuno plans to push the bill next year, but says legislators need information to corroborate the stories of struggling doctors.
And again, we've heard few, but not enough, saying that I'm going to close shop. I can't afford it.
A spokesman for the state insurance division says while it regulates the insurance industry, any contracts between providers and insurers are not within its regulatory oversight. This leaves only HMSA monitoring the changes that it advocates.
That's all the reason why the state should be concerned about what the effects of this program is.
Chris Flanders of the Hawaii Medical Association says payment transformation has the potential to impact everyone in Hawaii, not just doctors. More than 60% of Hawaii's residents are insured by HMSA.
This is an important issue because the potential impact on being able to get in to see a doctor when you need it, and that there isn't excessive waiting time, and that we're able to recruit physicians to come into the state and practice and stay here.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.